current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now. Shameless finale. In a bid to end 13 months of relentless Zionist aggression on Lebanon, a ceasefire agreement was announced last month. This deal, hailed by some as a step towards stability, appears to be little more than a temporary halt in the onslaught that has devastated the region. Since October 2023, the Zionist entity uprooted 1.2 million people in Lebanon and killed 3,768, most of them killed in the past 2 months. About 37 villages have been destroyed and major neighborhoods in Beirut, Nabatieh, and Tayr have been flattened. Entire neighborhoods have been reduced to rubble, forcing hundreds of thousands to flee their homes in search of safety. The displaced now endure traumatic conditions with inadequate shelter, food, and medical care. Adding insult to injury, the terms of the ceasefire agreement do not even compel the Zionist military to withdraw from Lebanese territory. Instead, they are granted the right to strike and bombard under the pretext of self-defense. The agreement emphasizes making southern Lebanon a zone free of any activity that might threaten the security of the Zionist entity and giving the Lebanese army the role as a protector of the Zionist entity and a guarantor of its security. How humiliating! Meanwhile, the abandonment of Gaza and its people is a stark reminder of the divisive nationalist borders that fragment the Muslim world. While Lebanon suffers, Gaza endures its own siege and devastation. The separation of struggles across artificial lines prevents the unification of Muslim efforts against a common oppressor. The Zionist project thrives on this disunity, exploiting the lack of a cohesive response to further its agenda. The pain of Gaza and Lebanon should not be viewed in isolation, but as part of a border strategy of occupation and subjugation. It is only due to this lack of unity that the enemies of Islam dare believe they can harm the Ummah and continue their merciless genocide on our brethren. Our Muslim rulers, yet again, have not failed in their betrayal to their Ummah. Instead of being provoked and ignited by the actions of the Zionists and their allies, ordering their armies to go and defend the lives and dignity of their fellow Muslim mothers, children, and elderly, worse off, they turn into guardians of the Zionist entity's security. How disgusting! They are fully responsible for leaving the people of Gaza to face annihilation and become an easy prey for the vile oppressors. With this agreement, they have been very clear to America and the Zionists and are saying, "We unleash your hands and we will not lift a finger regardless of what you do to Gaza and its men, women, children, and elderly." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Saff, Ayah 10,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
O you who have believed, shall I guide you to a transaction that will save you from a painful punishment? It is that you believe in Allah and His Messenger and strive in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is best for you, if you only knew. O people of power and strength in the Muslim lands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you in your positions to come to rescue of your oppressed. Have we not seen enough? Have the atrocities not peaked enough yet for you to want to move and end this barbarism we witness? Isn't it time to break the silence and rise above the chests of your rulers who shamelessly defend the enemy? Has the time not come for you to show the world the true mettle of your soldiers, of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you liberate the site of your Prophet's ascension and the blessed land? Have your souls not longed for a life of honor, jihad in the path of Allah, to be the best successors to the best predecessors, rejoicing in Allah's victory, bringing joy to your ummah, and more importantly, attaining salvation from severe punishment and entry into the gardens of bliss? We turn to you to stand tall and do right by the role entrusted to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften the hearts of the sincere in our Muslim armies to liberate the Ummah from her sufferings and spark the return of the Khilafah al-Rashida to fully implement the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.